It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Welcome again, Martin. The thumbs up has been given for billions of rands to be ploughed into a new South African platinum mine.
Yeah, in these uncertain times, you know, people aren't going ahead with big projects. In fact, they're pulling in their horns. They want to protect their balance sheets. But it's very interesting to see Northam Platinum going ahead with a project which is being done in phases. But it is a huge project out on the eastern limb of the Bushveld. And of course, because of this nature of Booysendal, which has a very long strike and which actually crops out its surface, it's a sort of an invitation to go ahead with mining even in troubled times, because you know it's going to be a lower cost mine because it does outcrop its surface. It's got a very long strike length, so it's very flexible in the way you do it. And Northam, which of course the empowerment partner is Mvelaphanda, and that was created by Tokyo Sequoia, has decided to go ahead with the first module, which will start building next year. They'll spend the first $3 billion on that, and then another $3 billion is earmarked for the second module and the decline. But it's an interesting area because it's on the eastern limb of the Bushveld, not on the Rustenburg side, on the Steelport side. It also is below that important Steelport fault there, so you know the ratio of platinum to palladium favors platinum, although the grade isn't anything to write home about 4 grams per ton, it's still inviting from a point of view of shallowness, flexibility, and long life, because there's something like over 100 million ounces of platinum there.
And this year, a quarter of all the world's 3 Series BMWs will be built in South Africa and not Germany.
Yeah, you know, when you think of South Africa, little South Africa, it's a feather in our cap that we can build a quarter of the world's 3 Series BMWs. Okay, we have been building them here for some time. I think it's the fourth generation of 3 Series BMW that we're building, but we'll build 47,000 of these this year, and 75% of those will go into countries that are very first world, that are buying this top brand, and it's really now a co-offering from South Africa, and it'll go into places like the United States, into Canada, Australia, and Japan, which is pretty fastidious about these cars. So we see that it's a very important hub that has been developed there. Like 42,000 people benefit directly and indirectly. There are 56 top-tier suppliers for this. So an important activity going on in the automotive, yet a lot of anxiousness in the world automotive industry. The moment, you know, there's hardly a CEO in South Africa and a multinational doesn't receive calls from his parent company saying, well, why should we stay in South Africa? You know, we've got so much capacity elsewhere. So South Africa having to really prove itself, and now coming up with this new program called the Automotive Production Development Program, the APDP, to replace our old program, and there to keep this automotive industry going in South Africa. We also saw a very important development in East London with the industrial development zone there, carefully introducing an innovative way of attracting automotive suppliers by having a flexible assembly at the port, so that there it can be many different brands of cars and original equipment suppliers who can use the same facilities. So you could have, you know, an Indian car being made along that line, then followed by a Chinese car, and then right at the port so they could re-export them. So some very interesting thinking to keep our automotive industry going.
Now, you're talking about motor manufacturing. Motorists in South Africa are now going to have to prepay to use the country's array of new tolled freeways.
Right? Yeah, we were starting to wonder, you know, with all these freeways being developed, a lot of money going into that, the first phase of the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Program, about 15 billion rand, and that has to be funded from toll fees now. That is the new funding model, and you wonder how they're going to do it when, you know, half of our people in South Africa are really unbanked. Many of them do not have fixed addresses. How do you actually work all this? And now they're coming up with treating it in the same way as you do your prepaid cell phone contract. So they want you to open an account with them, you know, by phone or through your website, using your card, your credit card, or whatever it means, and then go to an outlet to collect your electronic tag. And then you display that in your windscreen. And instead of having to pay physically at these tolls, they will have gantries over the road, 185 kilometers, of course, in the first phase of it. In the next phase, there'll be up to 500 kilometers of road, and they'll have these gantries. And as your car passes under these gantries, a laser beam will come down and it will charge you for your trip, but it'll also make sure it records your license plate. And people will not be, it'll be wrong to travel on there without these tags and without number plates, of course. And they are now devising methods how they'll pursue you. They have got a lot of satellite centers around there that assist if there's any incident. They can send off a medical assistance, and they've got a lot of tow trucks there already. And there's a lot of closed circuit television, so they'll be watching very carefully. But this is probably the model now that we're going to use in Gauteng and then migrate it right throughout the country.
That's Martin Creamer, the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the coalface the same time next Friday.